The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, the pumpkins have been carved, the fake webs strewn across hedges and mounds of monkey nuts at the ready. Halloween has become big business for some, as our fearsome reporter, Liam Geraghty, has been finding out.
You can see Game of Thrones, The Walking Dead, Trick or Treat, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Chucky.
I'm here in Belfast getting a tour of Palmer Agencies. Not a particularly frightening name, but don't be fooled. Their business is the Halloween market. Everything from fake blood to costumes and masks.
How do you work here with all these creepy clowns?
You get used to them. You wave at them in the mornings. And then over here...
Showing me around is Sergio Battener, the sales and marketing director. Palmer's is a wholesaler supplying ghouls and ghosts to the retail trade.
It's a fun business to be in. It has its problems. It has its joys. Obviously, this is the joyful season when we get all the goods out and we see our customers calling us, oh, I love this costume. But it's got problems, you know. I open on a daily basis probably 100 Excel sheets.
I don't know. 100 Excel spreadsheets sounds pretty scary to me.
Well, costumes are still selling, but they're not as big as they used to be. And that's because we go back to an age thing. Anyone who's under 35, the last picture they took in 95% of the cases was a selfie. And you can only fit two things in a selfie, which is head and shoulders. So whatever happens there is what I call prime real estate. So it's a mask or it's makeup or it's a wig or it's something. I mean, they could be wearing shorts for all I know, but if it looks good on the selfie, that will be posted.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
It's not all scary costumes, though. They also do fancy dress. And leading up to the 1916 centenary, they brought out a line of Irish historical uniforms.
We did a male volunteer and a female volunteer.
They also brought out a 1916-themed costume simply called Countess, which looks quite similar to Constance Markovitch.
Well, you can go so far, but you need to stop right before the line. So whoever wants to read something into that, they're very entitled to do so. There was probably an intention to use a countess. We use that as inspiration. So, for instance, we have other costumes based on rock stars. We have one which is called I Will Rock You, which you probably can find out who it would be.
I put a spell on you.
I'm Nuala Hickey. I'm the owner of Hickey's Bakery in Clonmel at the West Gate, the iconic building there that we have in Clonmel. I'm the fourth generation of Hickey's to be running our bakery.
One of Nuala's biggest selling products all year round, but particularly at Halloween, is Barmbrack. And of course, it comes with a ring inside.
You get the ring and you're going to get married. But years ago, Barmbrack was kind of a fortune-telling cake. And, you know, you got the ring to get married, a piece of cloth, and you were going to have poverty, a thimble and you'd be a spinster, a button, a bachelor. I think the coin was a sense of wealth. But, you know, at the moment, we only have the ring because of the health and safety reasons.
So you're pretty much guaranteed a marriage.
Oh, well, now, whatever you're looking for.
A week ago, there was plenty of pumpkin plants sticking up here, which have now been walked into the ground. But over at the
Joseph McMahon is the owner of Scalpwood Nurseries in Dublin.
Someone saw me buying a lotto ticket one day, and they said they didn't know I was a gambler. And I said, I'm in the horticultural trade. I've always been a gambler because you gamble on crops, weather, whether there be a market there when you finish growing the things.
Joseph took a gamble on growing pumpkins about 10 years ago.
And I said, right, that's it. I have the land, and that looks to be something different.
They run a pumpkin festival at the nurseries, complete with a haunted house and pumpkin carving.
So I started growing them, and they're not that easy to grow. But I think we do a better job of having the festival and selling them than we do in growing them. Oh, we're in the haunted house, and everyone's shouting and screaming at us.
Oh, and a cat.
A
live black cat just walked by us. Back in Belfast, Sergio is showing me the couple's costumes.
The funny ones, for instance, these are couple's costumes as avocado and toast. which is very much
popular with the hipsters.
Oh yeah, very much. And it's actually, I've tried it once, it's actually quite nice. I'm not sure I would have it every day, but yeah.
Liam Geraghty reporting, and you'll be glad to know in other Halloween news, you can get stencils of your favourite Brexiteers to carve on a pumpkin. Now that is scary stuff.